This is GIS News. Coming up, parents urged to help boost school attendance. KSAC to host town hall meeting on ZigBee, and JUTC advises students to update smarter cars for new school year. The details after this message.
Government suppliers, the government has heard your cries.
Public procurement is getting faster, easier, more efficient.
Trained and certified procurement specialists across the public service.
Quicker responses to queries and complaints.
And best of all, it's going electronic. Get tender notifications via email.
Complete the process in your home or office.
Public procurement reform in action. Call the Ministry of Finance and Planning at 932-5220 or visit gojep.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging parents to help increase attendance rates for students across the island ahead of the upcoming school year. The minister says statistics show that approximately 20% of primary and secondary students are regularly absent from school each year, causing them to produce substandard academic results. He says while the ministry accepts that students are often absent for legitimate reasons, such as illness or financial difficulties, a more consistent effort must be placed on ensuring that children attend school as regularly as possible.
That means that one-fifth of our limited instructional time is being lost. Attendance is a critical thing. Jamaica needs to move at least by another 5% every year, if not 10%, so that we get full attendance at school.
The education minister was speaking at a press conference last week. Residents of Kingston and St. Andrew are being asked to attend a town hall meeting on the Zika virus and other public health issues facing the municipality on Wednesday, August 19. The meeting, hosted by the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, and the Southeast Regional Health Authority, will be held at Mandela Park in Kingston starting at 6 p.m. Town Clerk at the KSAC, Robert Hill, says the event will focus on a number of health-related issues.
The main focus, really, is on informing the public on what ZigBee is and also looking at other things that may affect them during this drought season. And when the drought is over, when the rainy season returns again, how persons can take personal responsibility around their homes and in their workplace and any other area that persons coalesce around.
Mr. Hill was speaking in an interview with GIS News Tuesday. The Child Development Agency, CDA, will be hosting the second staging of the National Children's Summit on Tuesday, August 25 at the Jamaica Conference Center. The summit is being spearheaded by the Children's Advisory Panel, CAP, and will see over 700 children from across the island meeting to discuss issues of national concern. Chairperson for CAP, Mecca Gay Francis, says the event will provide a platform for children to express their views on matters affecting them, especially those who are in childcare institutions.
The panel saw the need for children in state care and children across Jamaica to have a platform on which they could interface with policymakers and other stakeholders and everybody who has the best interest of the child at heart and serves for children in Jamaica.
Ms. Francis says information garnered at the summit will be used to compile a document outlining recommendations for improving the quality of service offered to children by public and private sector entities. The National Children's Summit will be held under the theme Creating Opportunities to Develop Tomorrow's Leaders Today. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, is urging students to regularize their smarter cars in time for the new school year, which begins on Monday, September 7. Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark, says by getting this done early, school children avoid running into problems at the start of the school term.
It is very important that from now until August 29th, that these students do everything in their power, themselves and their parents, to fix the situation as it relates to their back-to-school preparation. If they have lost or had their cards damaged, they need to come in and have the replacement cards. What we don't want is September morning for them to hit the road and have any difficulties.
Mr. Clark was speaking in an interview with GIS News. He is also appealing to students above 12 years old to visit their nearest JUTC locations in order to have the profiles on their smarter cards updated. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.